Hello, thank you for joining us today. My name is Tom Lane with Sabbath Bible Study. Faith has no place for fear. And being people of faith, we must be led by the Holy Spirit and not by fear. We can look to Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of our faith, lived life as a human, knowing what fate awaited him, and he had the additional burden of living life being hounded by Satan like no person has ever had. Satan sought his destruction, and Jesus persevered to the end. On his final night, he did ask God that if it were possible, that he be spared from what was about to come his way. There is no fear in asking God to spare us from bad things that are coming our way, and when it became apparently clear to Jesus that God would not spare him, he faced his fate without fear. Shortly before his final night on earth, Jesus gave a series of teachings to the disciples, and one of those teachings is known as the parable of the talents. In this parable, a man traveled to a far country. Before he left, he gave talents to his three servants in differing amounts. To the first servant he gave 5 talents, and to the second servant he gave 2 talents. The third servant received only 1 talent. Upon his return, the man discovered that the first 2 servants had doubled the value of the talents given to them, while the third servant, who was given only 1 talent, did absolutely nothing with what he had been given, and the motivating factor behind taking no action was fear. Matthew 25, verse 14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth, and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he, which had received the 1 talent, came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast, that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The man who had returned was astounded by the lack of action by his servant who did nothing because of fear, and directed that all that had been given him be taken from him and given to the servant who had made 5 talents. Even though this parable uses money to teach a lesson, we need to understand that spiritually we can never allow fear to keep us from spiritually growing and becoming more Christ-like. Wanting us not to become more Christ-like is our common adversary, Satan the devil, who sought the destruction of Jesus Christ. Satan sought his destruction throughout his lifetime, and one account is found in what is called the temptation in the wilderness. Jesus always responded by citing Scripture, and whenever we are tempted by Satan, Scripture is where we will be safe. During the temptation in the wilderness, Satan challenged Jesus to throw himself off the roof of the temple, a very tall building, to prove his faith was without fear, and Satan cited an obscure verse to justify his request. Jesus responded with Scripture showing that faith without fear doesn't mean we are constantly tempting God by having God save us from our misdirected spiritual enthusiasm. Matthew 4, verse 1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil? And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Then the devil taketh him into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, "If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone." Jesus said unto him, "It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, "All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." And Jesus said unto him, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. I am of the belief that when we deliberately choose to do something, that God will often allow us to experience the natural consequences of our actions. And most people who jump off buildings either end up dead or severely injured. We never need to prove that our faith is without fear. There are no arbitrary actions that could lead to the physical harm of others or ourselves that ever need to be taken to prove that we have faith without fear. But we will continue to do what we need to do through faith. Take again, for example, Jesus Christ, who, knowing that the Jews sought his destruction, secretly entered Jerusalem so that they wouldn't easily know he was there. Entering secretly into Jerusalem did not prevent Jesus from teaching at the temple during the Feast of Tabernacles, but he entered secretly because it was not his time to die. But he knew his disciples could die at any time. Jesus separated himself from the disciples during this entry into Jerusalem, with the disciples entering first and Jesus coming later so that no harm would come to them. John 7, verse 1. After these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Jewry because the Jews sought to kill him. Now the Jews' Feast of Tabernacles was at hand. His brethren therefore said unto him, "Depart hence and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that thou doest. For there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou do these things, show thyself to the world." For neither did his brethren believe him. Then Jesus said unto them, My time is not yet come, but your time is alway ready. The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil. Go ye up unto the feast. I go not up yet unto this feast, for my time is not yet full come. And when he had said these words unto them, he abode still in Galilee. But when his brethren were gone up, then went he also up unto the feast, not openly, but as it were in secret. Then the Jews sought him at the feast and said, Where is he? And there was much murmuring among the people concerning him, for some said, He is a good man. Others said, Nay, but he deceiveth the people. Howbeit, no man spake openly of him for fear of the Jews. Now about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, How knoweth this man letters, having never learned? Jesus answered them and said, My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. The Jews sought Jesus, meaning they were intending to bring harm to him. And it must have come as a surprise to them when many days later he suddenly was at the temple and was teaching. What Jesus and the disciples did was not fear-based, but based in what today is called a risk assessment. Faith without fear does not mean taking unnecessary risks that compromise our safety and the safety of others if we otherwise maintain the faith. As we think about our own risk assessment today, we need to remember that when Jesus sent the disciples to proclaim the message of the kingdom of God, he warned them that they were being sent out as sheep surrounded by wolves. He told them to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves, explaining that people would betray them and turn against them, even seeking to bring charges against them. The serpent from the Garden of Eden was crafty with the words it used, and those words were spoken to deceive Eve into eating the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Jesus did not want the disciples to be like serpents using words to drive people from the truth, but to be like serpents using words to bring people to the truth. When it comes to answering any charges brought against them, Jesus assured them that the Holy Spirit would lead them in how to respond. They were reminded of the need to endure to the end to be saved. Things are very similar for us today. Should we face charges for our beliefs, the Holy Spirit will lead us how to respond, and we must remain as wise as the serpent and harmless as a dove, and we cannot shrink back in the faith through fear or for any other reason. Matthew 10, verse 16. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. And you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents, and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. For verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. They have called the master of the house Beelzebub. How much more shall they call them of his household? Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light, and what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Jesus reminded the disciples that God is aware of what happens to animals and explained how the disciples and people in general are of more value to God than many animals. That should bring comfort to us today as we live knowing faith has no place for fear. Verse 29. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Though we all look forward to the kingdom of God, and we seek it first along with God's righteousness, we do not live in a current time of peace. We will face our shares of hardships in the life we have today that may include isolation from family and friends based on faith, and those who we think may be closest to us could become our greatest enemies. Even with this understanding of what Jesus said would come, faith has no place for fear. Verse 34. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me, he is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. The faith we have that has no place for fear is the same faith that the faithful of the Bible had. They all died having faith, not having received the promises, only seeing them from a distance. They did incredible things and faced extremely challenging circumstances. And if there was any cause for concern or alarm, it was faith and not fear that won out. If we want to have the faith that is necessary to please God, if we want to diligently seek God, our faith has no place for fear. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And by it he being dead, yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We are justified by faith, a faith that is without fear. With God, we do not shrink back out of fear, and through faith, we have peace. Where fear exists, there is no peace, because fear challenges peace. We can take great comfort and have incredible confidence, because while we were yet sinners, Jesus died for the ungodly. Romans 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Faith, having no place for fear, means we do what is expected of God and not what other people expect. That's not always a popular viewpoint, and living our life outside of the popular viewpoint is not something we fear. We know that faith must be accompanied by actions expected by God. When Abraham was willing to offer Isaac on the altar, Abraham was doing what God expected. Even Rahab did what God expected by hiding the spies, because she knew that God would give Israel the land of Jericho. Today, God does not have people bring harm to their children or harbor spies against their nation, but society is so far removed from God that we may face ridicule for our beliefs, and we live with faith that has no place for fear, knowing we may be ridiculed. We never allow fear to cause us to stop doing what God expects of us. James 2, verse 14. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, and thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works, when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Faith that has no place for fear also means that when Jesus Christ returns, it will be a time of confidence for us and not fear. Through faith, even though the rest of the world has rejected God and Jesus Christ and have instead embraced a life of sin, we do what God expects of us, having no fear. Because God the Father and Jesus Christ embody righteousness, we reject what is sin, and without fear, we live a life that pursues righteousness. 1 John 2, verse 22. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you which ye have heard from the beginning. And that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you. Ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence, and not being ashamed before him at his coming. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that every one that doeth righteousness is born of him. If we lack faith, we will not endure to the end. We will not be part of the kingdom of God, and we will not be saved. It is our faith that overcomes this world. As we live our life of faith, we cannot be like that servant who, in the parable of the talents, out of fear, hid the one coin he was given. All who are part of the household of faith have been given the Holy Spirit, and like the servants who doubled the coins given to them, so through faith without fear, we must live our life doing what God expects of us, so the Holy Spirit will grow within each of us. 1 John 5, verse 1. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? It takes courage to endure to the end, as we are in the spiritual fight of our lifetime. Now, we are not fighting against people, so there is never a need to bring harm to another person in any way. But we are fighting an incredible spiritual fight brought to us by Satan through the embodiment of people. And those people could bring fear to us if we allow it. We must be like Paul, who fought the good fight of faith, knowing a crown of righteousness was laid up for him. 2 Timothy 4, verse 6. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Faith that has no place for fear is a faith that is based in love. If we lack love, we do not have faith as we need it to be part of the kingdom of God. Faith that lacks love is of no value to us or God, and we are nothing. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. Paul encouraged the Corinthians to not only do all things through love, but to stand fast in the faith, to be bold, and to be strong. Paul was encouraging the brethren to have faith without fear. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. Let all your things be done with charity. Love is of God, and for this reason we ought to have love one for another. Love is the reason why Jesus came, so that we could have the opportunity for eternal life and be given the Holy Spirit. Through love, we will have boldness in the day of judgment, because we will have nothing to fear. And living a life of faith based in love, where at a future time we will have nothing to fear as we do what God expects of us, today there can be no fear in love. Because love is coupled with faith, there can be no fear in faith. faith has no place for fear. Through faith and love and without fear, we do what God expects of us. 1 John 4, verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Proverbs tells us the wicked flee when nobody pursues, and that it is the righteous who are as bold as a lion. Faith that has no place for fear means we need to be bold as a lion. Proverbs 28, verse 1. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. David wrote many of the Psalms, and David looked to God for salvation and strength. He realized with God as his strength and salvation, there was no man who was worthy of fear. David wrote that we should wait on God, be of good courage, and allow God to strengthen our heart. Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me, and he shall set me up upon a rock. Now shall mine head be lifted up upon mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. David knew that when he told God of his problems, that God would help him get through those problems, even strengthening him. Psalm 138, verse 1. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answerest me, and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. It is through Jesus Christ we can come boldly before God, knowing we have confidence that comes through faith. Our faith must be without fear, because fear and confidence do not mix well with each other. Paul encouraged the Ephesians to not faint at the troubles that Paul had. And today we must boldly confront the spiritual challenges of our life. We must never shrink back in fear. Ephesians 3, verse 8. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hidden God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. Living a life of faith, having no place for fear, does not give us a shortcut to salvation. Enduring to the end takes great effort on our part, and that great effort cannot give any place to fear. When others may reject God and the teachings of the Bible, we must affirm God and the Bible and do what is expected of us. We know we will come up short, and we also know we can boldly come before the throne of grace to find mercy in time of need. Our faith must be without fear, because fear and boldness do not mix well. Hebrews 4, verse 11. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened under the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. We can look to the second letter of Paul to Timothy, where he reminded Timothy that we have not been given a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. We cannot ignore the Holy Spirit, and it must be part of our life as we yield ourselves doing what God expects of us, as we look to Jesus Christ, to whom we have faith and the hope of eternal life. 2 Timothy 1, verse 3. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and am persuaded that in thee also, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me as prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death, and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Faith has no place for fear, and being people of faith, we must be led by the Holy Spirit and not by fear. There is no circumstance of life that can ever allow us to choose this present life over the kingdom of God to come. There is no other person on earth who has power over our faith and the opportunity we have for eternal life in that kingdom. There is no person to fear. We do not live by fear. We live by faith. Thank you for joining us today. God willing, we'll get together next time on the Sabbath. Until then, thank you for joining us today.